This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Here are the unofficial results from Election Day. As of late last night, we have links on our website that will show the most current results that continue to be updated. Steamboat Springs City Council, District 1, Gail Gary over Kelly Phillips. Steve Muntean ran unopposed, District 2. District 3, John Augusta, slight lead over David Box. At large, David Barnes had the most votes. The two elected to Steamboat Springs Board of Education, Kim Lemmer and Jane Toothaker. Erica Lucas had the lead in the Hayden School District. In Moffat County, Craig Mayor Chris Nichols reelected. He was running unopposed. The three with the most votes for Craig City Council as of last night are Joe Herod, Michelle Gottschall, and Janelle Lincecum. Moffat County School District Board of Education, no contested seats. Incumbent board members Heather Cannon, Chris Thome return to the board. Jennifer Matern joins the board in November. The formation of a Yampa Valley Regional Transportation Authority passed in all communities. Links to all the results are on our website. Colorado Bureau of Investigation and Kremling police are investigating the death of 25-year-old Joshua Horsley of Kremling, whose body was discovered Monday on 6th Street in Kremling. Authorities believe it is an isolated incident. No arrests have been made. The town of Oak Creek has hired a new police chief. Jeffrey Mason of Barnesville, Georgia, starts December 1st. Alternatives to those receiving SNAP benefits or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits have been arranged in Routt and Moffat counties. SNAP cards are available at the Routt County Department of Human Services starting today. Gift cards for Moffat County residents expected to be available starting Thursday or Friday. Call Human Services first to confirm they're in. Routt County Board of County Commissioners recognized local veterans during their meeting Tuesday for Operation Green Light. It's November 4th through 11. You'll see a lot of green lights around town, including in the courthouse. Commissioners also approved the nomination for the Hayden Congregational Church to be added to the Routt County Historic Register of Historic Places. The church is on Jefferson Avenue in Hayden, built in 1902. Coats from the Coat Drive are now available at Lift Up of Routt County. This is for Routt County residents. Get a coat voucher from the Lift Up Food Bank or caseworkers. The coats are available through November 30th. Today is rider registration confirmation, where all registrants for the Steamboat Gravel Ride next summer will be notified of their selection status. The dangerous truth about today's marijuana is the subject of a presentation. Colorado Mountain College and Steamboat, 5:30 tonight. Strawberry Park Elementary hosts the Family Reading Jamboree at 5 o'clock tonight. The Rio Coromo Indoor Barn Club is having a meeting tonight in the Livestock Barn at the Moffat County Fairgrounds in Craig. That's at 6 o'clock. The Steamboat Sailors boys soccer team won their game last night, 1-0 in the second round of the Chassa 3A State Soccer Championships. Next up for the number 3 ranked Sailors is number 11 ranked Eagle Ridge Academy on Saturday. We'll let you know the game time set, but that game will be in Steamboat. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREI Radio.com, where the locals go for news.